A task force of property owners, stakeholders, and conservation groups met over a course of several months to draft recommended changes for the ordinance. Among the key challenges, balancing the need to ensure Lake Maumelle's clean water supply for 400,000 Central Arkansans with the desires of property owners in the watershed. John Tynan is with Central Arkansas Water and was a member of that task force. He says CAW wanted to prohibit detrimental uses to land, protect streams that feed into the lake, place limitations on the density of new developments, and better define how open space should be incorporated into those new developments.
So from a water quality perspective, we achieved our goals.
Butch Eggers, a farmer and owner of Y Mountain Flowers and Berries in Roland, was a member of that task force as well, but says the ordinance is too strict. It will prevent future farmers from buying land in the watershed, he says.
The thing is, you're going to see people not want to go through the effort, or they won't be able to do what they want to do agriculturally wise, so they're not going to buy it as a farm.
Instead, he predicts developers with the means to meet the watershed zoning rules will build housing tracts in place of older farms. Debbie Moreland of the Arkansas Association of Conservation Districts is another former member of the task force. She suggests local governments in Central Arkansas start a watershed agricultural council, which would supply incentives to farmers in the area who want to improve their lands.
If you allow them to have the input, if you offer them the programs, these are not unique. These are things that are being done all over the country. They're being done in Oregon. They're being done there in the Catskills.
She says such programs could balance the rural landowners' need for resources with the region's need for Lake Maumelle's clean drinking water. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.